USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The White House acknowledged that President Donald Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine was linked to his demand that Kiev investigate Democratic National Committee and the 2016 presidential campaign. This admission came from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and it raised questions at the Justice Department. Mulvaney said Trump did nothing improper because he was asking for help, and he was withholding money at the time because he was worried about Ukrainian corruption.
This is a corrupt place. Everybody knows it's a corrupt place. Put this in context. This is on the heels of what happened in Puerto Rico, when we took a lot of heat for not wanting to give a bunch of aid to Puerto Rico because we thought that place was corrupt. And it turns out we were right. So put that as your context. It's like, look, this is a corrupt place. I don't want to send them a bunch of money and have them waste it, have them spend it, have them use it to line their own pockets.
Democrats are probing whether Trump sought Ukraine's help with investigating corruption allegations about Democratic rival Joe Biden and other allegations from a government whistleblower. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The world's first all-female spacewalking team made history high above Earth, replacing a broken part of the International Space Station's power grid. As NASA astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meir successfully completed the job with wrenches, screwdrivers, and power grip tools, it marked the first time in half a century of spacewalking that men were not part of the action. They insisted they were just doing their jobs after years of training, following in the footsteps of women who paved the way. America's first female spacewalker from 35 years ago, Kathy Sullivan, was delighted. She said, "It's good to finally have enough women in the astronaut corps and trained for spacewalking for this to happen." President Donald Trump selected Dan Broillet, deputy to departing Secretary of Energy Rick Perry, to lead the Energy Department, calling him a total professional with unparalleled experience. Trump acted quickly just a day after Perry told the president that he would leave by year's end. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
British lawmakers are set to take a historic vote. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Britain's Parliament set to vote Saturday on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's new deal with the European Union, a decisive moment in a prolonged bid to end the Brexit stalemate. A yes vote by Parliament would mark the first time it's agreed to terms of a divorce deal and would be a big political victory for Johnson. It would be followed by a big push in Parliament to pass necessary legislation in time for Britain to formally leave the EU as scheduled on October 31st. If it proved impossible, a technical extension would be expected to give Britain time to enact that legislation. It could also pass with an amendment to require a national vote to determine whether the public favors it, and that would make an extension inevitable. A no vote would mean Britain would be scheduled to leave the EU on October 31st with no plan in place, a scenario the government officials suggest would trigger economic contraction, long delays at ports, and possible shortages of food and medicine. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal judge has ordered 5 home health care facilities in Iowa and South Dakota accused of filing fraudulent Medicare claims to pay more than $3.1 million. A complaint filed earlier this month in Cedar Rapids federal court accused Sergeant Bluff Healthcare and Elk Point Healthcare of filing medical claims that did not qualify for Medicare coverage. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.